Early in 2015, Utah Foundation issued a research report showing Utah's tax burden, the total of all state and local taxes and mandatory fees, had dropped to its lowest level in 20 years. New information shows that hasn't changed, and we'll look at what that means. This is Utah Thrives, the Utah Foundation podcast. I'm Dan Bomas. The 2015 report was based on data from 2012, the most recent available, when Utah Foundation research analyst Christopher Collard pegged Utah's tax burden at $110.91 per $1,000 of personal income. That put Utah 25th among the states. For 2013, the tax burden number hasn't changed much, $111.36. Last year's report ranked Utah 21st, but Collard says there's really not much change.
In generating Utah's tax burden, we take data from two sources, the census and then the Bureau of Economic Analysis. And both these agencies revised their data over the past few months, going back several years. So the data is slightly different, but the trends are all the same. So instead of being 21st, the revised data puts Utah as 25th among states. But to be honest, right there in the middle of the states, the differences between states are very, very small, and it's a matter of a nickel or a dime.
Going back a generation or more, though, Utah's tax burden ranked much higher. It was 13th in 2007, before the legislature passed a bill imposing a flat 5% rate on individual income taxes. The drop to the middle of the pack surprises Utah Foundation President Steve Cruz, especially since Utah has a high birth rate and a fast-growing population to serve in its public schools.
Clearly, education was a driver for our tax burden for many, many years. So to be at 25th in the country is actually remarkable. This is not a place where Utah has been as far back as I've traced the data, and I've looked at it back to the 1970s at least. We've never been ranked this low in tax burden because it's always been accepted that our needs are pretty high.
Utah's education spending per student has been last in the nation for a number of years, while a different measure tracked by Utah Foundation called funding effort has dropped steadily over the past decade or more. Funding effort, like tax burden, is measured in dollars per thousand of personal income. It's dropped from 7th in the nation in 1995 to 31st in 2012. But that low tax burden can also be seen as an advantage in some areas. Utah's business climate is consistently ranked among the best in the country. Low taxes are a part of what draws new businesses to locate here. Still, Pamela Villarreal, a tax expert with the Texas-based National Center for Policy Analysis, says it's not the whole picture.
Tax burden is an important factor for many firms and for many residents when they consider moving. But I would also like to add that it's important for state to have an educated workforce. Firms do look at the talent of the labor market, you know, their ability to have the latest skills that the firm might be needing. So that, too, is an important consideration.
Utah's economy has been strong in recent years with low unemployment and a level of new business activity that has made it the envy of some other states. But the state hasn't been able to take advantage of some of that new prosperity. Utah has not been able to tax sales to its residents from vendors who sell through the Internet unless they have a physical presence in the state. Michael Parker, the Director of Public Policy for the Salt Lake Chamber, says that's not the only activity escaping the tax collector.
The legislature's tried any number of times to advance bills to address that issue. But you look at things like Airbnb and what that's doing to transient room taxes and the impact on local communities from that, or sales taxes on those transactions and not capturing that. So I think we have a very balanced tax code that may need some 21st century looking at it.
Utah Foundation's analysis of the state's current tax burden and an interactive graphic comparing Utah to the rest of the states is available under the blog link on our website at utahfoundation.org. All of our research reports going back to the mid-90s are available there as well, and you can also sign up to be notified of new research reports and events that are part of our ongoing mission. Utah Foundation is a nonpartisan public policy research group funded by business, philanthropic foundations, higher education, local government, and individual donations. Founded in 1945, our mission is to promote a thriving economy, a well-prepared workforce, and a high quality of life for Utahns. I'm Dan Bomas. Thanks for listening.